sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Great to have you with us today. Today's show brought to you by our good friends at Sunbury Motors. 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. Ford, Kia, Hyundai, they have the best in new inventory. Maybe the budget says pre-owned inventory. Well, they have a lot. They have lots filled with pre-owned inventory with the Sunbury Motors guarantee. They go over all of these vehicles with a fine-tooth comb. And on top of that, you have a sales staff that works with you because your trade-in has never been worth more. Never has been worth more. So you'll be able to get a good deal out of this when it's all said and done. And you want to make sure as time goes, you got a service department that backs it up. Inspections, they're outstanding. Routine maintenance, you name it, they take care of it. It's really one-stop shopping. At Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, online at sunburymotors.com. Eagles won last night as they beat the Washington football team, a.k.a. Woofed. Got off to a slow start in the game, fell behind 10-0. You know, it's interesting. Everybody always talks about the a new quarterback getting in there and having to get used to the speed of the game. But I think something that's never taken into account is that sometimes a defense has to settle in to see how that quarterback plays because they don't really know much about him. And I thought the Eagles defense finally settled in after a couple of early turnovers. Settled in and did a great job against Washington last night. Jalen Hurts played well. That one interception early, not his fault at all. Goddard just flat out dropped it, went off his foot, and Landon Collins picked it off. It was his fault on the fumble, though. I mean, I know Mark Sanchez, well, he had two hands around them. It was his fault. He was loosey-goosey with it. But other than that, I thought Hurts played a tremendous game, as did Miles Sanders. So now they're 7-7. They have to play Washington again, but it's going to be down there. And it should be pointed out at that point, Washington probably will not be depleted. So it might be a different game down there. We'll see. They have Dallas. I think what they got the Giants as well, I think. So, and the Giants, of course, don't have Daniel Jones any longer. The Rams won, beat Seattle. They were down. They got off to a sluggish start last night. They were down 3-0 for a long time in the first half of that game. They won the game 20-10 last night. The NFL has an off day today and then tomorrow back to work in week 16 when they get to the San Francisco 49ers and the Tennessee Titans. And, of course, there's a bowl game tonight. So you got your football fix tonight. All right, today's show brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors, Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
When car repairs get difficult.
Well, I just don't know.
Me neither.
We get good. Sunbury Motors. More than quality new and used cars, Sunbury Motors specializes in complicated auto repair diagnosis. They can handle intricate repairs and even complete auto body with service open Monday through Friday, 7 till 4. And Sunbury Motors has made simple repairs easy. Maintaining your vehicle is necessary. Finding the time to do it is difficult. Welcome to Sunbury Motors Quick Lane. Open 7 till 4, Monday through Friday. Just walk in or call ahead. Relax in their remodeled waiting room with Wi-Fi, beverages, and snacks. Will Sunbury Motors factory trained techs take care of your oil change, tire alignments, brakes, and inspections. Quick Lane, 6:30 to 6, Monday through Friday, Saturday, 6:30 till 2. Sunbury Motors, Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We take the out of auto repair.
Welcome back. Today's show brought to you by Sunbury Motors. 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, online at sunburymotors.com. Ford, Kia, Hyundai, best in new inventory, great pre-owned inventory with the Sunbury Motors guarantee. Your trade-in's never been worth more. Your sales staff there is going to take great care of you, get you the best deal possible, and a service department that backs it all up. Inspections, they're phenomenal. Routine maintenance, you name it, they take care of it all. One-stop shopping. All at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. All right, let's get into a fascinating topic here. Sports science. Sports science. It not only affects what you see when you watch a game, you know, whether it's on the court, mat, field, ice, whatever it may be. There's no doubt that it does all, you know, that it affects that. But it also affects the part that you, the fan, don't see. And that is on the practice field, practice ice, practice mat, practice court, whatever it may be. It's something that is, you know, all the time in the weight room, sports science. Josh Nelson has been here for 2.5 years. He has done a phenomenal job, and he has been a real difference maker here. And I had an opportunity to talk with him about a week ago.
Steve, appreciate you having me here today, man. Always great to talk.
This is a fascinating field, as I told you, that I think it's one of the great advancements we've seen in sports. For you, on an every month basis, I'm not going to say every day, but every month basis, what kind of learning curve is it for you as to what the data tells you and doesn't tell you?
Oh, you know, kind of like what we had talked before we even started today. You know, we've been here for about 2.5 years, and we learn something new every day. From our guys, the information that we're collecting, but also from the advancements that are occurring in performance all over the world. You know, Coach Franklin that you alluded to, he's so open to having conversations and just charging us to be great at what we're doing. But to answer your question, we learn something new every single day.
Nelly, something that I've referred to with James, and that is, and he's referred to it as well, the catapult system. Explain to everybody, A, the catapult system, and what data do you get from the catapult chip that you put in there?
Right. So our catapult system is a small GPS tracking technology that is essentially mounted between the shoulder blades of our guys. We have all of our guys that get active reps mounted up with a catapult. We wear it during training, practice, and competition. And basically it collects positional data by connecting with GPSs that are orbiting the Earth. And it also gets onboard measurements, so things like contact, change of direction. And we're really lucky we can do that inside as well in Haluba. We have this past year installed an indoor satellite system, a local positioning system. So it doesn't matter if we're indoors, we're outdoors, we're getting all that information in terms of distance, speed data, overall contact, everything.
Heart rate.
We do collect heart rate at different times of the year. That's really specific to our training. So when we're working with Coach Deej and his staff in the off season, we really go a lot off of heart rate.
So now you can take this on an individual basis. Can you then help them in the training of an athlete because their heart rate is X as opposed to his heart rate, which is Y? I mean, can you then help them give the right direction as to how much or how little a guy is training?
Yeah, maybe not so much with heart rate on case-by-case basis,
yeah.
But you're on the exact right track. So my lead assistant, John Fleury, is fantastic with our data. So creating normative data points for our positional averages, and then for not just positional averages for this season, but over the course of time that we've had Catapult, he's been fantastic with creating those averages for us. So now we know exactly what a safety may look like, an outside linebacker may look like, a quarterback may look like. So then when we're working with Deej's staff, we can dial in exactly what they're doing on maybe a Tuesday at practice versus a Monday in June when we're actually training. And we couple that, you know, Catapult is one system. We're extremely fortunate here. We have some other technology as well. We have force plates by Force Decks that allows us to measure exact how much force our guys are putting into the ground at any given time and which leg they're actually producing the force with. So we're very lucky, Steve.
Nelly, if you're playing and practicing right, now this is the way I interpret it, so tell me if I'm wrong about this. In the old days, when I mean old days, let's just go back 10 years. We'll start the graph at 100. It's the first day of the preseason. And then as the season goes, the graph drops down, and maybe you're at 60 in November. Okay, this is just general, okay? The way we're doing it now with what you're talking about, 100 on day one of training camp might be 80 to 85 in November and not a drop to 60. Is that fair?
Are you talking about individual people?
Individuals as to where they are with their energy level
their overall
in November.
Yeah.
Yeah, in November as, you know, when they weren't maybe, quote, doing standard practice, but now because they're practicing right using the analytics, instead of dropping from 100 to 50 or 60 in November in terms of how they feel, they're at like 80 instead.
Right.
Is that fair?
Almost like your gas tank, like what you're referring to.
Right.
Yeah, so what we're trying to do, that's the goal, right? So what we're trying to do is to look at practice. What is Coach Franklin, what are the coordinators, what does the staff want to do on the field from a technical and tactical standpoint? And then how can we make sure that we can match the physical to do that? And we can do that by manipulating a lot of variables, adding opportunities for sleep, adding extra meals, maybe even manipulating practice. But to answer your question, we're always looking at, we'll call them maybe maximum effort type metrics.
Right.
So like max velocity, overall force in the weight room that they're creating. And if those little metrics start to change, that may be a sign that it may be time to tweak your practice plan just a little bit or change your day slightly. And we monitor that on a week-to-week basis.
You talk about sleep, so does James, with the team all the time.
Yes, sir.
They're also 18 to 22.
Right.
Okay. But tell everybody, what does that mean for an athlete or anybody that could get a good solid 8 hours? What can that mean performance-wise over a period of time?
Yeah, you know, we think about sleep as being such low-hanging fruit. You know, it's really easy to jump to some fancy things, and I'm talking just all of us in general in health, just in lifestyle. It's easy to try to look for that next supplement. It's easy to look for the fancy things. Some of the biggest foundational items that we can do are free: eating breakfast, being consistent, sleeping. So kind of to your conversation about how we talk to our guys about sleep, whether it's post-practice, coaches really charged us this year with getting into the position meeting rooms. So with our entire performance staff, Andy Mutton's crew, Coach Deej's crew, Leanne Loudon, and the nutrition staff, we're getting into the position rooms and talking on a one-on-one basis with our position guys about these simple low-hanging fruit items, sleep being one of them. But, you know, it's really popular, especially in our culture in America, to just do more and more and more and more. But if you can fill the tank back up with great sleep, great nutritional habits, consistency, you're going to have a full tank to hit the field with. And that's what we're trying to do with that.
I know it's interesting because I've talked to Leanne about the nutritional part of it. And as you know, Jack Ham is very, very much into the nutritional part of it. And so I've talked to her about this, and she always enjoys the fact that when a player comes into the nutrition bar and makes their own, whatever it happens to be, a smoothie, whatever it may be, and they put all the right things into it, she knows that the message is getting across. How much does it help you, especially older players, to get the message across to younger players?
That's where it starts. You know, Coach has such a tremendous culture throughout the entire program. And when you can get your veteran athletes teaching your young guys coming to the program, the developmental guys, your rookie guys, you start a really wonderful cycle of just peer learning. And, you know, we as staff members, we can talk about it until we're blue in the face.
Yeah.
You know, coaches can reinforce things. But when a guy that's going to play in the NFL is talking to a rookie about taking care of their bodies, it's going to hit home much, much stronger.
This is something that's still in some ways in its infancy. So as you were really getting into this, what was the biggest surprise to you when you started looking at data and said, huh? I mean, I thought about it, but not like that. What would that be?
Yeah. If I could think way back, you know, I started on the football side. So I started kind of coaching football before I moved into the weight room and then before I got into sports science. So looking at some of the things and becoming skeptical and just thinking, are we doing what's best for our guys? Are we training correctly? Just being a skeptic. When you really dig down to it and then you're listening to the goals of the coaches, Coach Franklin, his coordinators, they're doing a really wonderful job already. Their intuition, their years of experience, they've already done it.
Right.
We just now have the ability to add the layer of data to explain what we're doing. So that's not, I wouldn't say have been a surprise, but it's just kind of enlightening.
It's heartening. Right? How about that?
It is, absolutely.
Right. Yeah. You feel like you're starting with a great foundation. to then build upon what you're doing. What got you into sports science, where you sat back and said, you know what, this can be cutting edge, so I want to be involved?
Yeah, you know, it was probably 2009 when I was in graduate school, and sports science was really starting to come to the States. It started in Australia, Europe, some foreign countries. And it was just kind of something that I got tasked with originally in the weight room. I was a low-level intern in the strength room, and it was just kind of something that got tasked with me. And I started finding some utility to it because it was informing what I was doing on my training card. And then fast forward 10, 12 years now, it's grown exponentially, and it's become a passion for mine and my assistant, John Fleury.
Whenever I listen to you talk to the team, I feel like you've done a lot of research on that particular day because there's a message you have to put in. So how much time off time when we don't see you or they don't see you, are you saying, okay, let me find something that I need to talk to them about that's going to make them better if they take it to heart?
Yeah, I don't think it ever stops. You know, I think we're always trying to find ways to teach and educate the people that we work with. I always think about education and learning as being a scalable resource. You said it yourself. If our veterans teach our rookies, it's a cycle that grows and grows and grows. So when we're thinking about talking to our athletes, and Coach is wonderful with charging us to do this, the language needs to be intentional. It needs to be intentionally designed to parallel the mission that we're doing on the field, in the training room, in the strength room, everything. So when we're doing that, we're always thinking about the best way to deliver that message. And I think some of the content is probably designed based on time of year. You know, when we got to cold and flu season, we were talking about health and wellness. Right. When it was at the beginning of the semester, we were talking about an academic fast start and then a fast start at 12 o'clock kickoffs. Mm-hmm. So things just kind of happen by, you know, all of us being in a room talking.
What does it mean to you? It's one thing for you to say it. Coaches have their own instincts as to how they want to do things. What has it meant to you as a professional that when you talk to the coaches, this staff, led by James, embraces it? What does that mean to you?
It's extremely refreshing. You know, I have colleagues all over the country, whether it's in college football, college basketball, the NBA, NFL, and staffs like this don't exist everywhere. A lot of times there's maybe a wall that's kind of put up, a little bit of resistance. Maybe it's just maybe some of my colleagues are not explaining it very well to staffs. But Coach Franklin and his entire staff have not only embraced it, they've challenged us to continue to grow. And the neat thing, too, is the players have really absorbed it. They've really embraced it. And I think it's really allowed us to get where we are.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think it's made an incredible difference in what's going on. I think the fact that with your colleagues, you can point to results. How important has it been for you as a staff to point to results to reinforce what you're doing?
At the end of the day, that's all that matters.
Right, exactly.
You know, we collect metrics, hundreds of metrics, but the only metric that matters at the end of the day is 1-0.
Well, let's see if they can get another 1-0 on January 1.
Yes, sir. We're working there.
Okay. Yeah, you and I were both out there today.
That's right.
Nelly,
that's right.
It's always a pleasure.
Steve, thank you so much.
We could probably talk about this for another 2 hours.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you having me.
You very much.
Josh Nelson, Penn State Sports Science. Fascinating topic. We'll get him back on a little bit later and talk more. Today's show brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Kia Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Great to have you with us today on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And today's show is brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, online at sunburymotors.com. Ford, Kia, Hyundai. Great new inventory. And maybe the budget says pre-owned inventory. Great. They have a wide selection of that. That also has the Sunbury Motors guarantee. I mean, they go over it with a fine-tooth comb. Your trade-in's never been worth more. Sales staff will work with you to get the best deal possible, and a service department inspections, routine. They take care of it all. It's one-stop shopping. It is all at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. Under the category of you just knew that some people would come crawling back, ladies and gentlemen, the suit.
But crawling where?
Knew you come crawling back from the corner office. You missed all the heavy publicity.
It was being with you for a few hours on Sunday. That was just I couldn't help it.
When you had the eighth dessert, I left.
No. I ate the dessert. You misunderstood. Not the eighth dessert. I ate the dessert.
No, that was your eighth dessert.
Well, right? I missed the other
seven. That's the difference between Michelle Mertz and me. Her standard was she would leave after dessert one, left earlier. I waited till number eight.
I'm still waiting to see where the other seven went.
I know where they went, and so do you. All right. I just wanted a couple quick notes. In the radio business, this will not be a name that the people in our area know, but those in the business, Drew Kelly, Kevin, our good friend here in State College, Chris Prospero, passed away of COVID last night. So it's been a hard, it's been hard since right before Thanksgiving when he got this, and he had been on a ventilator. And so that's been awfully hard. Happened last night. And then, of course, to couple that with Kamara Barty, the former State College Spikes manager in 2011, who had been had been the Pirates' first base coach, he'd been the Phillies' first base coach in 2020, and was the Tigers' first base coach, and suddenly he dropped dead in his father's home yesterday at the age of 49. So it's been a really rough, rough 24 hours, very rough. But we're going to sit here, and we're going to give you a good show today and have a lot of fun today as well. So this is what we're going to do. Every year, once a year, actually a couple times a year, but I don't think I've done it since last year. Let's open up the phone lines, and we always refer to this as you can ask Steve anything. Okay? Call in, you can ask anything. Doesn't matter what it is. Was it 1-800-792?
1-800-795-9565.
1-800-795-9565. 1-800-795-9565. Literally, you can call and we always refer to the segment as you can ask Steve anything. So whatever you want, doesn't matter. Okay? Including embarrassing suit stories. We've got 1,000 of them.
There's a lot of those, yeah.
It's really bad
I'll
when you admit it.
I'll admit it.
But that's what we call it. So, and last year we did this. So we had a lot of people just call in. So, look, you can ask anything. All right? And then we'll go. Now,
my question is, if you're listening to this later on the podcast, can you email your question in?
Sure.
All right.
Doesn't matter to me. Anytime.
SteveJones@WKOK.com is the email if you're listening after the live section.
Yeah. But, I mean, if you want to email it in now, you can.
Well, that's true, too.
So you can do that. You can put it on Facebook, whatever it may be. But, anything you want to ask, ask. 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. We'll have Reginald Walker and Donnie Collins on tomorrow's show. Okay, and then there's no show on Christmas Eve. The next week we'll do shows Monday through Thursday as well. At least that's the current game plan. All right. So 1-800-795-9565. And we'll take your calls and we'll do the best we can to answer whatever questions you have or maybe comments you want to make. You can make comments, too. That's fine. So 1-800-795-9565. We can do that. Texas A&M, by the way, had to opt out of their game with
Wake Forest in the Gator Bowl because they have a COVID problem. Now they're trying to search and find a replacement. I guess they asked Rutgers, and Rutgers said no. Anybody who has not been playing, right, since Thanksgiving weekend, there's no way in the planet they're going to say yes to playing. Nobody's been practicing. All right, so we'll start with Brian in the Poconos.
And Brian, he's in Paxitis. Sorry, I wrote that wrong. You couldn't read it.
Brian, it's what I have to deal with on an everyday basis. It's great to have you with us. Thank you so much for your time today. What's on your mind?
Hey, Brian. Hi, Steve.
Hey, Brian,
you know
how are you?
I met you at the Penn State game today? In Jackson. You know that.
Yes, sir. It's always great to hear from you.
Yes, sir. And it's been a while since I talked to you. I've been very busy working and everything. And as you know, I'm a home health aide. I worked through all this virus stuff, and I'm so sad about everything. Well, to make a long story short, just want to wish you happy holidays and have a safe trip down there to State College.
Thank you so much.
From State College down to Florida, So
I appreciate that very
much.
I'll be
watching the game, and I'll turn the radio on and turn the TV off. Listen to you guys.
Well, thank you. My travel day is scheduled to be next Thursday to go down there. We appreciate you so much that you listen as often as you do, that you call as often as you do, you stop by and say hi to us, and also for the great work that you do on an everyday basis.
You better believe it, sir, and thank you, sir, and you guys are great, and I want to thank you for all the years you've been on here, and I know when I've talked to you, I've tried to talk to you, but usually I'm working crazy shifts now, but I've worked through everything, and I was at the Villanova game, didn't see you, but I was there, and it was a great game.
Well, we're thrilled that you were there, and I'm proud of all the work you do on an everyday basis, Brian. Thank you so much.
Yep, and I'll never forget when I met Joe Paterno. I told you I met him over 20 years ago. I'll never forget the day. He's a great guy, and God bless him. And I know it was his birthday the other day. So,
yesterday. Yep, yesterday's.
Yep.
Yep.
Okay, Steve, go Nittany Lions, and you better believe it. All right. We are Penn State forever, and thank you, sir. And happy holidays to everybody out there. Thank you, sir.
Happy holidays to you, Brian. Thank you. Next up, I believe, is Randy in Danville. Is that the next one? Yes. Hi, Randy. How are you today?
Well, hello, Steve. I wanted to just let you know I really enjoy your program, and the way I usually do it is I use wood for fuel to heat my home, and so I cut wood. I have plenty of I have a nice wood lot. I cut wood. And then I split it, and then I stack it near my outdoor wood burner. And I have these Sony, kind of like Mickey Mouse earphones on, and I listen to the whole program. And I also listen to the games on Saturday. So I really enjoy the show, and I enjoy listening to you and Jack call the games. But I wanted to ask Randy,
it means a lot. Go ahead.
I wanted to also comment about the Steelers game on Sunday, where that was really fun to watch. But Billy Hargrove, Craig Wolfley is his kind of color analyst. I enjoy listening to that and the way they say things, about football. And Billy Hargrove gave a lot of deference to Penn State because of Pat Freiermuth when he got hurt in that game. Bill Hargrove really, said some nice things. He went out of his way to mention a Penn Stater, and he said it in a way that I really, I can tell that Bill Hargrove likes Penn State.
And Bill and I are friends. So I mean, Bill's an awesome announcer and a great guy.
Well, I've heard you say that when you've had him on the show already. So my question is, who do you actually work for, Steve?
We've been asking that question for years, Randy.
That's my question, and I'm going to turn my hang up, and I'm going to listen to your answer on the radio.
Let's see if I'm capable of answering it, Randy. You maybe get through a quart of wood by the time I'm done with this answer.
I just came in.
Okay. Well, here's the answer, okay? Number one, okay. Obviously, when I'm doing this show, I'm working for Sunbury Broadcasting, for SBC, okay? I also do a show in State College for Forever Broadcasting from 1 to 3. I also, when I do the talk show and the daily show that you hear, I am paid by Learfield. When I do the games, I am paid by Penn State Intercollegiate Athletics. When I do the spikes, I'm paid by the State College Spikes. So needless to say, on January 3rd, when the mail comes in, I have a lot of different invoices that show up in my W-2s and 1099s and things like that that show up. So I think that answers it. Did I leave anybody out? I don't think so. I don't think so. I think Doug in Wellsboro was next. Hi, Doug. How are you today?
Steven, how are you?
I'm well, Doug. Great to hear from you.
Who came up with the theme song for the show? You or Kevin? The opening theme song, Enter Sandman, who picked it?
It wasn't me. I think it was Drew Kelly that picked it, right?
I think so, yeah. I honestly don't know. It definitely wasn't me.
I think Drew Kelly's the one that picked it out originally 10 years ago.
Since Kevin works for Sunbury Broadcasting, is he technically your boss?
There's the question of the day right there.
I believe Roger Haddon is my boss. And I think that's actually the correct answer is Roger Haddon is the boss. And he's the one that came up with the show. He's the one that created this whole thing that I've been on for 10 years here in Sunbury. It really was all Roger.
Okay. Last thing is, when Joe was getting towards the end of his career, he had a list of five or six guys he wanted the university to consider for head coach. Who were they?
I never asked him that. I never did ask him that. I've always heard that, but I never talked to him about that as to who his successor would be. It was one of those, Doug, to be honest with you, I would have believed it the second he told me he was leaving. Until then, I wasn't believing it. Okay, it was one of those where, yeah, sure, you got five guys, that's great. All right, you aren't leaving. and remember what he said at the beginning of the year, because remember, Davion Smith hit him over the middle, and Joe was kind of he was in the secondary at the time, and he got hit.
Right.
Joe had said in the preseason at the Big Ten media day, I feel so good. I feel like I'd go another 4 or 5 years. And, of course, we all know that he didn't make it through the year. So, anything else, Doug? Okay. I think, is Lou next in Muncie? Hi,
yeah.
Lou.
Yeah, hang on one second. Let me get to that. Let's see. There's Lou.
Hi, Lou. How are you today? Thank you so much for waiting. I hope everything is going well in Muncie.
It is. Greetings and hallucinations from the big city. Anyhow, I had a fairly mundane and boring question, but this was prompted by a trip down Interstate 80 probably about 6 weeks ago. I got off at the sprawling Lamar exit, and as I'm sitting at the traffic light, a semi emblazoned in Michigan State Spartan football goes by. And I got checked the schedule. Sure enough, they were playing Rutgers that week, so I'm assuming that was an equipment truck.
Yes.
So I was thinking, how does Penn State get their stuff from for road games? A similar arrangement? It goes via a semi, and is it different for closer games versus cross country games? That's pretty much it.
Lou, it's always the same. It is on the semi. In fact, they literally were loading up the semi on Sunday when I was there to send it down to Tampa. So if the game is in Pittsburgh, the game's at Rutgers, or the game is at USC or in Tampa, they always load up that truck and they send it down. So that's how they always get it. 9 times out of 10, I think probably 10 out of 10 during the season for a road game, they'll leave on a Thursday with the idea they'll be there. That truck is usually sitting in the parking lot of the hotel when we get there, but they'll leave on Thursday. Now, I'm not sure what day they were leaving for Tampa, but I know the truck is already loaded and ready to go.
Cool. like I said, nothing earth-shattering. You were open questions, I figured, well, now's the time to get the question answered.
That's a great question, because guess what? That's a kind of simple question where people sit back and go, oh, okay, and they probably learned something they didn't know. So it's a great question.
Cool. All right, well, hey, have a great evening.
Hey, you too, Lou. Be safe. Okay, we've got Rob next. Hi, Rob. How are you today?
Good. Hey, first of all, my condolences to you.
Thank you.
For your friends that have passed away.
Thank you.
And second of all, I have a message from a young lady that we have as a mutual friend from Williamsport, young lady with special needs who loves Penn State football, and you spent some time with her a couple of years ago. She says hello.
Oh, okay. Please tell her I said hi. She's wonderful and very special.
Yes, I will do that. Now, my question for you is, I often hear you say that you can't talk about recruits. Why is that? I don't understand why. I mean, you're not attached to the football team as a coach or anything, but...
Well, it's a good. That's a great question, Rob, because it goes back to the answer I gave to... Who the heck was it? Earlier, they asked who pays me. Because I am paid by Penn State Athletics... Intercollegiate Athletics, to broadcast Penn State football and basketball, I fall under the NCAA purview on recruiting, so I can't talk about verbal commitments. Now, once they sign, if you notice in the last week, Rob, I've been very free talking about Drew Aller and Bo Prabula and Nicholas Singleton and Danai Dennis Sutton because they've signed. But because I am paid by the athletic department to broadcast the games, I fall under the NCAA rules as a staff member that can't talk about it.
Okay, that makes sense.
I'm glad it makes sense to you, because it doesn't make much sense to me, but I still follow the rules.
Well, maybe they should pay it through the Blue Band Fund. Then you could talk about it, right?
Yeah, but then he wouldn't be able to talk about any of the Blue Band recruits, so that messes that up, too.
Oh, that's right.
I'm telling you, great saxophone player. Love him.
Well, I work in the music industry, so I can understand those. It's pretty heavily recruited for those good players, so.
Yeah. Well, you know what? They've done a great job with recruiting, and it's one of those elements. There's times, Rob, where something comes up, and I will go to compliance, and I'll ask, am I allowed to do this? Am I not allowed to do this? And I'll give you two examples. One, they asked Jack Hamm and myself to do an all-star game in June one year. Now, all the players had signed, so I made an assumption that we could do it, but I wanted to check with compliance. Well, it turned out we weren't allowed to do it. We weren't allowed to broadcast the games of the players until they actually were physically on campus. Oh. Then I was asked, and this was by Mifflinburg High School. Mifflinburg High School, before I started working here, asked me to speak to their high school football banquet, and I assumed I couldn't. But I went to compliance, and they said, oh, yeah, you can do that. Yeah, so I was wrong on both. One I couldn't do, the other one I could. So it's this, you always go to compliance to make sure, and when it comes to the recruiting part, I know what compliance, we've already talked about it.
Right. Okay, well, thanks for answering my question.
Rob, thanks for phoning the question in. Today's
right,
show brought to you by...
Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hey, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Rob. Thank you. So again, ask Steve anything. 1-800-795-9565. We'll have more in the next half hour. Call in. Whatever question you have, more than happy to answer it.